7 years ago, the Air Force set a target of 2015 to cut its fuel use by 10%. The stats from fiscal year 2012 are now in, though, and officials say they've already reduced consumption by 12% compared to what was burned in 2006. The Air Force has long been the federal government's largest consumer of energy, so Dr. Jamie Morin, the acting Air Force Undersecretary, says every marginal improvement in fuel conservation makes a huge difference to the service's bottom line.
In 2012, we consumed $9 billion worth of energy, and about 85% of that went to aviation fuel. Huge share of our budget, 8% just for gas. That's for comparison purposes, that's almost as much as we spend on all of our space activities. Things like missile warning, communication satellites, GPS, space launch, etc. So a big chunk of our budget goes to aviation fuel. And that, of course, means that even moderate improvements in our efficiency can drive very large dollar savings that can enable us to invest in other vitally needed capabilities.
Morin told reporters on a conference call that the fuel savings came from a combination of changes in equipment and more intelligent operational processes that build on what commercial aviation companies have been doing for a long time. Translated into monetary terms, he says the Air Force estimates it would have spent an additional $1.5 billion on fuel last year if it were still burning through it at 2006 levels.
$1.5 billion would have funded, for 2012, our full flying hour program for all of our active duty bombers and attack aircraft, the A-10s, the B-1s, the B-52s, the B-1s. This is real money that we did not have to expend on fuel. That's especially important given the volatility in the fuel market in recent years. You know, exposing ourselves to that much volatility is a risk for us.
Air Force officials believe that most of the savings were the result of changes the service has made in its flight procedures and the equipment it uses, particularly in the mobility air forces that move people, fuel, and cargo around the world every day. Morin says the Air Force borrowed most of those ideas from the world of commercial air transportation.
We've also benefited enormously from the fact that we have so many aviators, particularly on the reserve and guard side, who are in their day jobs, commercial pilots, whether for cargo airlines or passenger airlines. So we've had a tremendous opportunity to leverage those people's expertise. We have aggressively worked our cargo loading and optimization in order to get loads at their maximum and properly balanced and work across the entire network of destinations we serve in order to minimize excess miles. We've looked at our fuel loading on aircraft. Every gallon of fuel you carry into the sky, every pound of fuel you carry into the sky that you don't need for the mission you're flying is additional weight and additional fuel consumption in order to get it up there. So we have done much more precise fuel loading, particularly on our routine cargo channel type missions. Again, this is a widespread practice in the commercial industry.
The Air Force freely acknowledges, though, that simply keeping track of the number of gallons of fuel it uses is not the best way to track how efficient its operations are. Fuel can also be saved by simply flying fewer missions, something that's also happened since 2006, as the Air Force deactivated several fighter squadrons. This year's sequestration cuts will also cut the Air Force's fuel consumption, though not by choice.
Because we're going to be standing down squadrons across the Air Force in response to sequestration, they won't be burning gas. Unfortunately, they also won't be producing military readiness. So this is a case where we're not energy efficient. We're just using less energy because we're doing less stuff for the country. So I think that we will actually increase our performance against that old goal. And that's one of the reasons that we need to challenge ourselves with a more efficiency and output-oriented goal. You know, how many gallons of gas does it take to produce a trained and ready pilot? How many gallons of gas does it take to move a ton of cargo 1,000 miles?
Morin says the Air Force believes the fuel reductions it saw since 2006 were predominantly the result of more efficient practices, but it will soon switch to a more nuanced way of measuring fuel efficiency as part of a revised overall Air Force energy strategy it released this week.
We need to and are focusing on the capability we get out of energy, each gallon of fuel, each watt of electricity, and so forth. We lay out four priorities in order to do that. One is improve resiliency, our ability to respond to unexpected disturbances in the energy environment, whether that's you know, natural power outages or pick your threat. Two is reduce demand. Three is assure supply. And four is foster an energy-ware culture across the Air Force.
While the vast majority of the energy the Air Force consumes comes in the form of liquid fuel loaded into the gas tanks of its air mobility fleet, the plan will continue to target electricity use in Air Force facilities. The military services measure their facility energy consumption in terms of energy intensity, one widely adopted measure of energy efficiency. On that score, Morin says Air Force buildings have reduced their energy usage by 21% since 2006.
We've also been able to increase our use of renewable energy, which obviously has a whole host of advantages for our Air Force. I also believe we are fundamentally on track to meet goals of reducing energy intensity by a total of 37.5% by 2020, and to achieve our long-term goal of increasing our amount of renewable energy use to 25% of total consumption by 2025.
But even if those long-term goals are eventually met, they are essentially on hold for the rest of 2013 as another consequence of sequestration. As in the other military services, the squeeze that the automatic budget cuts have placed on operation and maintenance dollars has made it impossible to follow through on plans to upgrade buildings to be more energy efficient, or conduct any other type of maintenance for that matter.
It's just right up front and in our face, and it's already happening. Because the sequestration impacts are, you know, a year worth of cuts compressed into 7 months, we've had to absolutely stand on the brakes in terms of vital facility investments. Our facility sustainment, renovation, modernization budget is one of the hardest hit areas as we try and cope with sequestration. We had to take much deeper reductions in that area of activity in order to somewhat protect our flying hour activity. We have limited the facilities sustainment activity to only emergency work orders. We are seeing about a 90% reduction in our expenditures in that area, which means very sensible, important projects like maybe putting new windows on a building and replacing energy inefficient ones, all very sensible things that pay off very quickly, those are all crowded out. I mean, we're literally only dealing with the emergency requirements in that area, and that's what our situation will be for the remainder of this fiscal year.
The Air Force is also operating more facilities than it wants, a situation DOD has tried to rectify by asking Congress for permission for another round of base realignments and closures. So far, though, lawmakers have shown zero appetite for that idea. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.